Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In the Daily Herald, Trey Arline wrote, Wooddale city officials are looking to get rid of local bans on swearing in public and wearing clothes properly belonging to the opposite sex. Elk Grove Village-based attorney Jim Naughton said officials plan to meet tomorrow, Thursday, to eliminate the statute banning profanity in any street, alley, or other place in Wooddale. The village board is going to eliminate the ban on wearing clothing meant for the opposite sex. Today, it is against the law in Elk Grove Village to, if you're a man, wear woman's clothing, and if you're a woman, wear man's clothing. They will retain the ban on public nudity. Both the profanity, you can't curse in that town, and the clothing issue were deemed indecent or immoral when the laws were passed in 1976. This law went into effect not in 1876, in 1976. They said it'll be against the law for men to wear women's clothing and vice versa. And when they looked into it further, they found that there's plenty of suburbs with similar laws that are discriminatory. Now, good for Jim Naughton, the attorney at Cabrini Green Legal Aid, and he's the Elk Grove Village lawyer. Hey, Jim, this is John Williams. You're on WGN Radio. Thanks for saying hi. How are you?
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So was this in your official conduct that you discovered this, or how did it even come up?
Yeah, no, so it came up in a really interesting way. So I went to Loyola University School of Law and was pretty active in some of the police reform movements and research that were going on in Chicago at the time. And I couldn't afford a house in Chicago, so I moved back to my hometown of Elk Grove. And I was contacted by a high school student. Her name's Kaylin Ann. She's now at Northwestern doing amazing work. And she asked me if I'd look into police ordinances here in Elk Grove, and in the course of that, I stumbled across this ban on people, quote, you know, wearing clothing properly belonging to the other sex, and got really interested because I was shocked by it, started looking into other suburbs, and eventually did the entire state of Illinois with the help of my amazing mom, Eileen.
Yeah. With your mom helped you on this, too?
She did.
Hey, Mom, listen, could you do me a favor? Sure, honey, what is it? Would you canvass every county in the state of Illinois and see what the laws say, and then let's find the ones that are discriminatory? And it sounds like it's kind of an anti-LGBTQ thing. I'm having trouble figuring out how that gets passed in 1976. I know that was, 25 years ago, but still.
Yeah,
pardon me, 45 years ago, but still.
Yeah, some of the laws were in the 70s, some were in the 60s.
But that's when it got passed. I just can't stress this enough. That moving forward, so into the 2000s, that's been the law, that the people who passed that probably were still in town and thinking that was the righteous thing to do. Go ahead.
Right, yeah. I thought to myself, I went to Loyola for undergrad too, just a great institution, and thinking, maybe a response to the Cultural Revolution at the time. But yeah, a little surprise. I mean, more than a little surprise that they're still on the books in 2020 and 2021. And for me, the mayors that I spoke to, a lot of them said that this law has never been enforced. They didn't know it was in the books.
The cops say they'd never even enforce it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't heard from any town in the entire state of Illinois that said that they've enforced it.
And yet you did find 44 other discriminatory gender-based and religious-based ordinances throughout
That's
the state.
Correct.
What's a religious-based ordinance? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, so a lot of townships, what they have is a ban on the practice of voodooism, which to me, I see, and I believe that that's to be true. Voodooism, a combination of Haitian and West African religions when the transatlantic slave trade was happening and was imported to New Orleans and spread. To me, anything that's saying that, you know, that you can't practice voodooism is, to me, not only discriminatory against the religion, but I also have the feeling that it has some racist origins, similar to the sundown ordinances and things like that.
Well, I can't imagine that in Elk Grove Village in 1976, voodooism was a problem.
I don't think so, no.
And I suppose if you do open that door, then you could have ordinances against Muslims or any other faith as well.
That's true. I have heard of certain states that ban the practice of Buddhism and Hinduism in their municipal ordinances, and obviously they'd be struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court today, but they're still on the books. And there's anti-sodomy laws that are still on the books, even though Lawrence v. Texas and the U.S. Supreme Court knocked down anti-sodomy laws. But I believe that the laws that are on the books speak to the values of a community.
You know, I actually Googled 1976 LGBTQ just to see where the timeline was on America's consciousness of that. And the state of Iowa that year, I know, banned the Male Sex Act. So you can't ban homosexuality per se, but you can at least say you can't engage in that in any way. And so those kinds of laws were crafted, and obviously those are not constitutional now and aren't being written now or being struck down now. So did you call other towns and say, hey, you got to fix this? Are other towns following suit?
Yeah, so out of the 44, I emailed in the state of Illinois. I emailed every single mayor, and I've heard back from a few, less than I would have liked to hear back from. But yes,
some of them said, thanks, Jim, none of your beeswax. We'll manage affairs on our own.
I've only really had one that said, you know, hey, we're not changing this, what I classified as a religious-based ordinance. I've only had one. Huh. But most people have been very receptive to it. And, you know, I'm not trying to be hostile towards them at all. I think really it's just that they're unaware of what's on their books. And frankly, I would have been too if it wasn't for Kaylin Ann.
Sure. And your hardy intern, Eileen, your mom, who you evidently do some of the work. Jim Naughton is the attorney at Cabrini Green Legal Aid, and he's the Elk Grove Village Council. Hey, Jim, I'm out of time, but keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Interesting what he's doing on his own.